Developing faith. Faith is simply standing on the facts of the Word of God. Oh, but too often our emotions and developed biases prevent us from such trust. Oh, we look at our situations and we can't imagine how God could intervene. We look at the world and become confused when God doesn't seem to interpose. We look at our own needs and like to apply a range of unscriptural texts. Unscriptural texts like, God helps those who help themselves. Well, possibly in his grace he may, but maybe in his sovereignty he won't. What we need is to accept the truth of the scriptures. We need to trust in his word. God, in his knowledge, wisdom, and love, knows what we need. God, in his grace, knows we need to depend completely upon him. And we have been so designed to function in total dependence upon the Lord. Oh, but the enemy of our soul distorted this truth in his attack on the race in Eden, causing most of us to explore all other avenues before we finally accept his way. Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, but the Holy Spirit is working in us to prepare us for that heavenly home. And the most vital area of work in each of us is faith. That's trusting his word. We know that without faith it's impossible to please God. And yet we ignore his instruction and seek to correct the ills of this world our way. Oh, and we sidestep his truth by trying to sort out our lives our own way. Oh, and it just doesn't work. In my life, I have been blessed to read the works of many such saints. And there is one common thread that traverses through each godly life. They all started out, often for decades, trying to live for God their way, until they came to an end of themselves and finally accepted God's way. There were people like Muller, Chambers, Hopkins, Finney, Stanford, people like Peter, James, John, and Paul. Many of these saints of old have sought to instruct us in developing a life of trust. Oh, many great men of faith discovered the secret that has long evaded our life walk. God is no respecter of persons. We all have the potential to be spiritual giants, but as so often happens, God's ways contradict logic, and they offend our developed sensitivity. We all want to live our lives by being pleasing to God. We all want to be good and faithful servants, to be overcomers. We all want to live godly, producing good works. We all want to bear fruit, more fruit, much fruit bearing, the sweet fruit of the Spirit. We all want to witness of a God-centered life, testifying of his love and his grace. We all want to get close to God and to know his person and feel his presence. And so often we try to achieve by other means what is ours by faith. Often we do it through a form of independence, and that's rebellion, you know. We see faith working in the lives of others and assume they have great faith, when all that has happened is that they have come to an end of their own trying. Like me trying to do it my way, instead of doing it God's way. They have, like so many saints of old, finally accepted what God tells us in his word, that faith is simply believing all that God has said, and not cherry-picking his word. Every question you will ever ask is answered in the word of God, but too often it contradicts our reason and our developed human logic. Too frequently it offends our distorted perception of God and his love and grace. Just remember, Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. But the Holy Spirit is here working in us now to prepare us for that heavenly home. And his work in our lives is getting us all to the place of dependence on him. His work, which touches all areas of our lives, is to develop our trust in him.